she's been through a lot those last years, and she becomes even stronger under pressure. You know, she's been isolated quite a few times in recent years. If you think back at the beginning of the financial crisis in 2008, when all around her, the French and the English and then new-elected American President Barack Obama wanted Germany to give a lot of money, she said no for a couple of months. And then at some point, she didn't give in, but she went her own way. And she'll do it the same way this time.
Writing her biography, you spent a fair amount of time with her. How does she work?
You know that she's a physicist by training, and this means that she works a lot by trial and error, because trial and error is the way the scientists move forward. And so for her, failure is not a bad thing, and she can live with failure much, much better than other politicians. And so in a way, she accepts failure as a way forward. So at some point, when everybody said it's a failure for Angela Merkel, she says, well, it didn't work that way. We'll try another way and we'll just continue. And at some point, she has her success and then everybody is surprised. But that's the way she operates.
You seem to be describing somebody with extreme self-confidence.
Yes, definitely. You know, once she found the way forward for herself, she sticks with it. And she's not fickle. She's not. It's really important to understand that. If she has decided for herself that's the way to go, and the way to go in this at this point definitely is a fiscal union with a much tighter coordination amongst the European states, then she's just going to stay with that. And it's very, very hard to get her off track.
You describe her background as a physicist. I wonder what else in her background gives her this ability to stick to her guns?
Having been an East German who always wanted the German Democratic Republic to end and reunification to happen, also there you had to show a certain degree of persistence, because when you were growing up in the German Democratic Republic, there was no way foreseeable of what happened in 1989. And so that experience that things can change if you are persistent enough, it's very important to her and should be understood, because both this and her scientific background tells her that, you know, you have to stick to what you think is right. And if you stick to what you think is right, there will be a way of obtaining it.
So is the message from that for David Cameron that he can try all he likes, but he's not going to persuade Angela Merkel to change course?
Well, you know, she will compromise. There's no question about that, because she knows that a deal is always going to be a compromise. So there will be certain areas where she's going to give in. That's quite clear. And so both Cameron and also the French president, the newly elected French president, François Hollande, are going to see a German chancellor who is much more accessible to what they want. But that's the normal way compromises are being done. They should still count on a German chancellor who is very firm in her vision for the European Union.